ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family photo released by Kensington Palace over the weekend. It was the first picture released since her hospitalization in January and was intended to calm concern about her health. She now says she was the one who edited it. At the Oscars, Oppenheimer was the big winner with 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. won acting awards for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone took home the Oscar for Best Actress, saying of her role as Bella Baxter in the movie Poor Things,
"Getting to play her was really the greatest acting experience I've ever had. So I've already been missing her for a long time, but this is really a very beautiful honor."
Some thought Lily Gladstone would win for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon. Fasting has begun for Ramadan, including in Gaza, the Muslim holy month, arriving with ceasefire talks at a standstill and hunger worsening in the territory. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 7 of the 9 people killed in a buggy crash in central Wisconsin Friday were from an Amish community in Virginia. The crash of the tanker truck between Neillsville and Black River Falls is one of the deadliest in Wisconsin history. The only survivor is a 2-year-old boy. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. About 34,000 gallons of wastewater flowed into Lake Mendota after a sewer line broke open on the west side last week. A valve broke during a routine maintenance check on Thursday. Madison sewerage officials say a total of 45,000 gallons of wastewater was released during the break. 2 homes also had wastewater spill into their basements. Sewerage officials are still assessing the full impact of last week's spill. Dane County will pay $145,000 to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by a former inmate at the Dane County Jail. Jimmy Joshua also sued 4 deputies and medical personnel who were on site during the incident in 2020. He says that the deputies used excessive force during an incident and left him with a serious hip injury that went unattended for 16 hours. Neither the county nor the individual deputies admit any wrongdoing as part of the settlement. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Brewers drop one to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Rockies 3-1. The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched 4 scoreless innings. No hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams to have his sore back checked out in L.A. on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's. The crew face the Cubs tomorrow. NFL free agency getting underway. Packers to release linebacker Devondre Campbell in a move that could save them over $10 million in salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also, product of us doing that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy Master and Green Bay's own Ben Chan. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, I just got a review and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopanopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truthsocial. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
Oh, my God. Jimmy Kimmel wins Twitter, comedy, and journalism forever.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic.
That's how it's done.
That's how you fill 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You have two minutes to fill, and that's how he did it.
It's like everybody said, oh, my God, Trump's worst nightmare. All these giant A-list celebrities laughing at him. Oh, my God. It was fantastic. And then you knew it was going to trigger him again. He was going to go nuts again.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, my favorite part of that, because as someone that reads Trump tweets all the time, was the blah, blah, blah. Because
yeah.
That's what I'm like, do I read the whole thing? Do you read the whole?
No, you don't have to.
All right, well, I guess I should do the one for the bassinet in the middle of the night after that.
Right.
Because that's the whole fun.
I didn't know he responded. This is new to me.
Yeah, this is new.
Because I was like, oh, there's ketchup all over the walls.
Oh.
Fantastic. Oh, can Phony Willis possibly oversee a case which is completely compromised and fraudulently brought by her and her highly paid lover? She never paid cash as a reimbursement to him. If she did, where did she get the cash? And an even bigger problem, she lied in order to get out of the problem. Very easy to prove. Everything should immediately be dropped and let the American patriots go home. Absolve them all from the terrible, totally disproven witch hunt election interference in conjunction with the crooked lies Joe Biden and the DOJ and the White House.
Okay. All right.
Well, I still have the lung power for that.
So he didn't respond to Jimmy Kimmel.
No.
Really. Okay.
No. Oh, because did the bully get punched in the nose the bully had got nothing?
Sometimes? Yeah.
Yeah. After
that's what happens.
Okay.
So just go after the woman prosecutor then again.
Right.
Okay. Wow. What a weekend. Oscars were great. The what do you call it? SNL was great. Scarlett Johansson. Thank you.
I think yours was better though.
Well, we have just posted my second Senator Katie Britt bit, because you know what, Jody? This could go on for years.
It's on Twitter.
This could go on for years.
It's still uploading to Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. So. My nephew filmed it. We both have theater degrees, and this is what we're doing.
Well,
I found pea soup in my cupboard, so that means, like, you have to do an Exorcist bit. And also because Katie Britt is getting... Is it possible she's getting crazier because now the entire sex trafficking story was a lie?
It was a lie.
A lie.
And
big one.
Which makes it even more despicable. It happened in Mexico when George Bush was president.
Right.
And the woman in question has spoke out and said,
"Stop using my story.
They didn't come to me. All the details were wrong."
Right.
And oh my God.
She said, "Stop using my story for political means."
And like any maggot, because they're just like Trump, Katie Britt will not admit it, right? She just like doubled down and didn't apologize and tried to like, was pathetic.
She hemmed and hawed.
Do we have this? This has been at 19, with Shannon Bream on Fox News.
Uh-huh.
Fox News even startled into doing
that. I know.
Can I just say something about the mainstream media? Can I bowler it on Monday for a minute? It was a TikTok somebody that found this out first.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the mainstream media on these stories? This was Thursday night, right? That this entire story was fake.
Yep.
It was I don't know who it is.
I forget his name.
TikTok blogger, somebody.
Yeah, does it a lot. He does a lot of that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the mainstream media, they're so scared of losing their access to people like Trump and Britt that they don't fact check when it's necessary.
But as if you thought she could be a bigger, like, nationwide laughingstock, here she is with Fox on Fox.
Did you mean to give the impression that this horrible story happened on President Biden's watch? No, Shannon, look, I very specifically said this is what President Biden did during his first 100 days. Minutes after coming into office, he stopped all deportations. He halted construction of the border wall.
Wow. And a follow-up question on Fox?
To be clear, the story that you relate is not something that's happened under the Biden administration, that particular person. I very clearly said I spoke to a woman who told me about when she was trafficked when she was 12. So I didn't say a teenager. I didn't say a young woman, a grown woman.
Do
a
your
woman
own math on
when
her
she
age.
Was trafficked when she was 12. And so listening to her story, she is a victim's right advocate who is telling this is what drug cartels are doing. This is how they're profiting off of women. And it is disgusting. I'm hopeful that it brings some light to it. And can actually do something about human trafficking, and that's what the media actually decides to cover.
I was told by Nicolas Cage's acting coach that I didn't go far enough. Also, he worked with Joan Crawford and Mommy Dearest, and they said I didn't go far enough. So let me try to get over the top here in the Fox News interview. Stop asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
Stop asking what's in the crawl space, because there's nothing in my crawl space, and there's no need for you to look there. Stupid Shannon Bream. Okay. I just say that was pathetic. I mean, that was pathetic. Even Fox News looked like they were doing journalism by going, what? This wasn't Biden. It wasn't in this administration. It wasn't even in America. And ironically, this woman got asylum in the United States.
She wouldn't have gotten now.
Which, yes, Katie Britt is against.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't. It's just, there's so many layers. Like, it gets worse literally every day. Mm-hmm. Can I just say Trump, Republicans, Nancy Mace had a super bad weekend.
Oh, God, Nancy Mace.
Again, George, what was it?
Slop.
Funny you should make fun of the only person that did some real journalism this weekend. I mean, oh my God, this is what's happened with this party. And even, remember how they lost all those races from, you know, men going, oh, it's not a legitimate rape, and women have a way of shutting that thing down, and all that. They found a woman who's been raped to defame another woman that's been raped. Oh, my God. She said it was a civil rape.
Does that mean?
Not a criminal rape. What the hell does that mean? And does it make a difference
to
someone that's
rape.
Been raped?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But to find a woman, and then she tried to keep... in most journalists, they'd like shrink and go, oh, you know, because by the way, when she's saying you're shaming me, they obviously have no shame.
Right.
The Republican Party as a whole has absolutely no shame. We have to hear this. Where is it? 12. Yeah.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Was it me?
Pretty
perfect. Did I do it?
Perfectly fair question.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Mm-hmm.
Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Thank you.
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16.
Which is horrible.
And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And, it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me.
No.
My God. It was to point out that you're being a little bit hypocritical.
You are a woman that's been raped, that's defending, right. Supporting a rapist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, did you see Jean Carroll's tweet? Could not have been more gracious. Just thank you, George Stephanopoulos, for defending me. And I, empathize. I don't know what she said. Empathize with Katie Britton, any woman who's
of
been
course.
Through this.
Nancy Mace.
Yeah, Nancy. Right. Nancy.
I know. They all Nancy, look alike.
Sorry.
They all look alike.
Sorry. Nancy Mace.
Nancy Britt. What?
But seriously, there's a hotter place in hell for a woman like this. I'm telling you. And good for George Stephanopoulos for not backing
back down.
Down
yeah, it was good.
Being like, oh, I'm sorry.
He didn't back down for like 10 solid minutes.
Oh, yeah. It was long. Yeah.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
No, you
Trump.
Are shaming
You've
me.
Endorsed Donald
no.
Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting.
Oh, God.
No.
And then she tweeted, George Stephanopoulos is disgusting. And I'm like, really? And the rapist, Donald Trump, is
not.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, got it. Here we go.
To sit here and ask me as a rape victim to try to shame you for my political choices is wrong. And I think it's offensive.
You can repeat that again and again.
And I'm going to because I find it deeply offensive.
You don't find it offensive that Donald Trump has been found liable for rape?
I find it offensive as a rape victim that you're trying to shame me for my political choices.
He's not. He is not doing
oh my
that.
God, last one. Yeah.
Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
That is a civil judgment,
oh
not a
God.
Criminal court. They're two very different things, and you know better.
Rape is
well, you,
rape.
I just showed you the facts.
You
right
know
here.
Better.
You show that you're very comfortable with what Donald
and
Trump
what
has done.
And what you've done is offensive to women who've been raped. What you've done this morning is offensive.
We'll let the viewers decide about that.
Like, Nicole Brown's family thinks it's different because they won the civil lawsuit
right.
and lost the criminal lawsuit. But they're... She's
yeah, that's
dead.
A different
murder
kind of murder.
Murder.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a different kind of murder. She's not as murdered.
It was a civil
murder. Would have been.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. It's a different way of being raped. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And did I miss... Was Donald Trump making fun of Joe Biden's stutter? Did I actually...
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that he's been...
He was imitating Joe Biden's...
Okay. He's done that before.
He's done
That's not really all
and,
that new.
And, you know, sucking up to... Up. Let's just say up to Viktor Orban. I mean, I... Could there be a clearer contrast? And in the meantime, Joe Biden just apologizes, done, about using the word illegal. Because, of course, he ad-libbed about a stupid Marjorie Taylor Greene stunt and heckle and used the word illegal. But he just, bam, just, wait, do we have it?
Yes,
we have
we
that
do.
One, too. Sorry, I'm just going to go through the
whole. Oh, my
God. I'm going to chew through the entire stoplight list. I apologize,
what number?
Jody.
7 and 8 are
okay.
those.
How would I know? I'm talking.
Yeah.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. I should have, it's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
And here we go. Here's how it's done.
Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
See? Not very hard, is it? Right?
Donald Trump's never going to use those words. I'm sorry.
Never.
Right. Santiago Mayer, who's a fantastic young, he's the head of Voters of Tomorrow. He said it takes a big person to admit their mistakes. As an immigrant, retraction means a lot to me.
Sure.
Boom, done.
There you go.
Right. And then you listen to that Katie Britt nonsense, refusing to apologize for using
You're shaming
this...
me.
Nancy Mace.
By the way, Scarlett Johansson also wins the world. However, if you would like to see a Katie Britt that is considerably crazier and filthier, check out my new Twitter, Katie Britt. I feel like, Chris, this may go on for years. I may. And now another message, Katie Britt, because she is getting stalkier and crazier, and because she was not happy.
No.
The people did not like her speech.
No, she...
And that they caught her in a lie.
Right.
So, you know, she's that person that, you know, she's right on the edge of crazy anyway.
Uh-huh.
Like the original video was normal.
Right.
It's just a little... I think, like Saturday Night Live, like everything's gonna
a
tough Fox interview. Just
well, also people are pointing out that she said that you know she's sitting in a kitchen just like yours. That was a $10,000 fridge.
Yeah.
Right.
With custom panels
like
on the front.
It's like an 110 square foot thousand house or something. Yeah. You're like, what?
A $10,000 sub-zero. That's the base. Then you add on the custom panels that were on the front.
Oh, my God.
That's an expensive refrigerator.
Yeah. Dear God, it was a magical weekend. All right, so I was saying I'm no Carol Burnett, Jody, but I'm like a Filene's basement, Carol Burnett, if this were Filene's basement.
Should I call you Mom?
Yeah, sure, why not? That wouldn't be too weird.
You hand her the thing that's on the...
The thing that's on the thing?
Sorry. We need the thing that's over there. Sorry.
At least we're on the air
We're on the air. That is that's a low bar after Friday. Should I read all of them?
No, underneath it is... Oh, my God.
It's been a day.
We're on the air.
Hey, why? I ought to find a rock. I'd... Okay. All right. So, and by the way, I taped that before I saw Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
They just have more of a budget. They got the exact right color shirt and the exact size cross. And
they got
that
Scarlett
stuff.
Johansson.
Right. They got, for instance, Scarlett Johansson.
Oscar winner.
They look at the hair, the makeup. I have pea soup in my ratty old wig. So I got to clean up. Great.
I mean,
I have toothpaste foam and I have pea soup. So if you want to have a hint what the bit is like.
Well, Colin Jost just had to roll over and say, sweetie, can you do this? And,
yeah. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I like what he said. And he said, Katie Britt made some choices.
Yeah.
In her speech. All right, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Oh. Bonnie, glad you get to go on a road trip.
Whee!
To Santa Barbara.
Yay!
But you know what always goes? Their Dr. Marty's goes with them, so they feel like they're home. Yeah, we had an eventful weekend. Bonnie almost got eaten by a pit bull.
What?
Clyde almost got scratched by a cat. He jumped in the jacuzzi. Listen, we walked like 7,000 miles on the beach. So that Dr. Marty's was like, hur, 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 hur.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think even at 9 o'clock at night, I heard, hur, 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 and I'm like, ooh, the bowl is empty in the morning. I'm telling you, that's how they love their Nature's Blend. Why?
Because
it's made of it's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, vegetables, raw, freeze-dried. The flavor is crazy good for doggies, and the food is the best. It's real food. It's people food. Today, you get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend and a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Tilly went on the road with us, too. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901.
800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soulseed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soulseed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Stephanie.
Don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life.
Thank you, Twitter. I'm giving myself a basement Oscar for my latest Katie Britt performance, which we have just tweeted. I'd like to thank my, because I should do my thank yous, I'd like to thank my tiny baby nephew, who is an acclaimed filmmaker, who shot and put the effects in.
He did.
Yeah.
It's more than I
did
for
a fantastic
you.
Job. I know. I know, right?
Yeah. Well, he knows how to do it. I'm very rudimentary video editing skills.
We literally had, just pea soup and toothpaste all over the kitchen. We're like, I can't. We're adults, and this is what we're doing on a Sunday.
Well, was it an off day from playing the President of the United States?
Yes, he had a day off from his Netflix series where he plays the president to shoot me in my kitchen in a bad wig spitting up pea soup. This is what his life has come to. Okay. This whole story was a lie, that this woman was trafficked in Mexico and under the George Bush presidency, and spoke out about this. Mm-hmm. She said, people who really are trafficked and abused, as Britt mentioned, I think she really should take into account what really happens before telling a story of that magnitude.
Right, yeah.
Right.
She got most all of the details wrong. Mm-hmm. Hang on. 18, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, I have to give a little love to Scarlett Johansson, who did the more professional, less crazy version of Senator Britt than I did.
First and foremost, I'm a mom. And like any mom, I'm going to do a pivot out of nowhere into a shockingly violent story about sex trafficking. And rest assured, every detail about it is real, except the year, where it took place, and who was president when it happened.
See, this was just like the real Oscars. I loved how all the actors and actresses introduced the other
That was sweet.
Actors.
I thought that was sweet.
Yes,
that was
and that's why great. I'm giving Scarlett Johansson props for her Katie Britt, because I'm just a big person like that. She was fantastic. Okay. Oh, how about the Ken song? Oh my God,
that was a great production.
Oh, so good. Jimmy Kimmel, fantastic. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee will get $75 million from Washington to pay for security needs during the Republican National Convention in July. Congress approved the latest round of grants last week. Wisconsin lawmakers pushed for the extra money for almost a year. Convention cities in recent years only got $50 million for security. The U.S. House votes this week on forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the popular social media platform. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is leading the push.
Imagine what they could do with the app in terms of election year misinformation, in terms of misinformation about a war. That proves the point that we can't put this app in the hands of our foremost adversary, the Chinese Communist Party.
More than 170 million Americans use TikTok. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Some Prairie parents are raising concerns about a kindergarten unit on Native Americans, which they say is inaccurate and culturally insensitive. The unit was developed by nonprofit Core Knowledge, and some Dane County teachers have already raised concerns about some of the content. Among other things, the unit has kindergarten students dress up as indigenous people and reenact a powwow. The Some Prairie School Board will vote on whether to use the unit on Monday. Dane County officials are calling for a Republican appointee to the State Elections Commission to step down. They passed a resolution calling for Bob Spindell to resign on Thursday. Spindell has praised low voter turnout among black people in Milwaukee and served as one of the state's false electors after the 2020 presidential election. The resolution calls into question his ability to prioritize the interests of all voters in Wisconsin and undermines the credibility of the State Elections Commission. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama. But tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. And I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot.
Yay, Scarlett Johansson. All right.
Rudeness had a lot to say about this.
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's how it left Freddy.
Remember,
hey, Rude,
to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better, 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 better.
Hiya. Hiya, Rude.
Hello. Hello.
By the way, when I asked if you've seen my Katie Britton, you said, no, I didn't want to be somewhere and laugh out loud. That was a nice save. That was a nice save that you haven't seen it yet.
I didn't want to be the weirdo in the corner of the coffee house. Just, wow, that sounds so douchey. The cafe coffee house. Like I'm walking down the streets of Berlin and I'm going into
yes.
the coffee house.
You're just that kind of bohemian liberal. Okay.
Yes.
By the way, you before SNL said it's adorable how many people think SNL will do something that's actually funny with Katie Britt's debacle of a speech. I mean, honestly, how could it be made funnier? It's beyond parody. Everybody said that. You, watching it, you thought, is this an SNL sketch? You know, a sketch? Is she an actress? Right? So, but I mean, I thought it was fantastic.
It was a sketch.
Oh, no.
It was a sketch.
It was actually very funny. But, you know, what was extra funny was that I watched it with somebody that hadn't seen Katie Britt, just heard about it, and they kept saying, that can't really be what it was like. And I was like, oh, no. Let me show you. And it is so dead on what Scarlett Johansson did that it is kind of frightening.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean about, you know, when you have a budget, Jody, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sketch comedy on a budget. When they got the wardrobe, the everything exactly right, all the nuances of what she did. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, let's listen to one more. This is when she did the I'm not acting.
I'm worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to woman voters, and women love kitchen. But seriously, my husband Wesley and I just watched President Biden's speech, and what I saw was the performance of a permanent politician. But me, I'm not performing. I'm not.
She did the hand to the forehead.
The hand, yeah. It was
you said it.
The other thing about Katie Britt's, the other thing about Katie Britt is that I know that voice. That is the voice of somebody working really hard to keep that Alabama accent down.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, you said it best. You said it's nice they gave a terrible community theater actor a job to deliver the Republican address. Wait, don't you, do you teach theater as one of your professors?
I do. I direct shows and stuff. So, you know.
It's like the worst freshman monologue ever, right? It's like, oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know if the phrase "Big Karen Energy" has been invented yet.
Oh, Tim Russ sent me the meme. Katie Britt drank the water at Camp Lejeune.
But yeah, definitely giving off Big Karen Energy.
Yeah. Yes, I want to see the manager energy. Plus, I loved your, you know, Katie Britt has it. It's wine o'clock somewhere sign in her kitchen.
A sign that says "Live, Laugh, Love."
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Oh,
yeah. Totally.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Exactly. Live, laugh, pray. No, yeah. She has live, laugh, pray.
Yes.
I liked your, you said shorter Biden, the State of the Union is you, Republicans. That's true. That would have worked just as well. That's what I was saying last week, Rude, is that you know, whenever they say, oh, it's so political, it means it kicked ass.
Right.
It means they didn't like it because it kicked ass, right? I didn't mean to get you while you were drinking. Should I call back later?
That's all right. That's okay. At least I wasn't watching your video so that I wouldn't spit my coffee out.
Now you have ketchup. I've done two of them. And
all
who knows?
Okay.
This may continue because I think she's only going to get crazier. I
have homework. I understand.
But we were saying it's become the whole party. The lying, the doubling down on it. Remember when Trump, first of all, he's such a sick F. You can tell he loves telling these stories, these gruesome, dark stories. And remember it was a plot line from Sicario, the movie? It wasn't even real. It was the same thing.
Yeah, they get in there and they like to use knives and cut you to little pieces. Oh, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's sort of the way torture works.
God. Yeah, but just, yeah, he's a sociopath. Just taking pleasure in telling the story. It's
Well, it was the same, again, the same way with Katie Britt and the story of the woman who was sex trafficked. I mean,
yeah.
She didn't have to talk about the number of times she was raped. Yeah. I mean, it was just, why are those details that's just meant to incite people and
And the woman, as we mentioned earlier, Rude said, "Don't you know? No one reached out to me. Don't tell my story, and you got all the details wrong. There was never any one-on-one with her and Katie Britt. And again, you know, not during the Biden administration, and not in America.
And even more, she wasn't trafficked by a drug cartel.
No, it was a pimp.
You know, just the point of the whole story was that the drug cartels are flowing across and causing this horror on our shores." And it's like, no, or, you know, like every detail except that this woman went through this terrible, terrible situation, but long ago, were wrong.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. And, you know, the only thing I'll say that Katie Britt might be slightly relieved about is more people are talking about how wrong she was instead of how terrible she was.
Right. She distracted with the lie from her. Speaking of creepy, you said, man, Mike Johnson looks like he's wondering if he fed the woman he keeps in a pit in his basement.
That's the look. He's sitting there like just kind of looking side to side, doesn't want to give anything away, like, did I drop the basket?
I mean, Rube, it's true. You know what I was saying last week? It's just, is it me? Are they just weird? They have the most amount of weirdos in their party, starting with Trump. They're just the weirdest. It's like they're trying to replicate human behavior of some sort.
Yeah. It's because they have actually sort of boxed themselves into a corner with the things they believe.
Yeah.
So they're put in this position of having to support things that most of them know are complete madness.
Right.
And have to act like they actually give a crap about it.
Oh, my God. We were saying, they finally have gotten to the point where they get a Republican woman who has been raped to go on TV and defend rapist Donald Trump. I mean, we've turned it up to 11 now, haven't we?
Yeah, and that's actually the most despicable thing is all of these women that you know, I'm thinking about Elise Stefaniak, who pre-Trump was seen as one of the sane
Normals.
Republicans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just the way in which they've decided that being in Trump's orbit, you know, is their way to some kind of great success. I guess that's the way right-wing media ends up paying you off after you're done in Congress.
I don't want to get too happy, Rude, but I swear to God, this feels like just a cascading disaster that's going to be so entertaining for our side. I mean, it was a really bad week for Trump and the GOP, and a really great week for Biden. I mean, and you said, by the way, if I happen to make it to Biden's age, I hope I'm this lively and ready to F with my opponents. I mean, he was having fun, right?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, speaking of faces of the GOP, you said, can someone throw Marjorie Taylor Greene out? The shrieking troll needs to be put on the curb with the rest of the garbage. I mean, right? Even SNL was like, oh, thanks for dressing for the State of the Union. She's just trash.
Yeah. To go there and, you know, dressed like some kind of anti-leprechaun. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And you're not supposed to, it's like, you know, she's all about, you know, talking about, you know, that we need to follow laws and everything. Well, the rules of the House say you don't get to wear a damn hat, you know?
Right.
Trump's reaction. I think somebody described it as, I bet Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't expect Trump to react like, you know, like a small child had just jumped out to surprise him.
She looked like a waitress.
Oh, aren't you so good at this, Marjorie?
Yeah, someone said she looked like a waitress from TGI Crazies.
I think that was the SNL line. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let's see. What else do we cover here? You said, an 81-year-old with a stutter is going to stumble a couple of times. But if you were watching this to see Biden be sleepy and incoherent, I have bad news for you. I mean, and there's Trump, you know, as despicable as he is, mocking the stutter. And then did you watch his speech? He was completely incoherent several times by the end of it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and his speeches are getting shorter. I mean, that's another thing to kind of note is they're starting to come in under an hour. It's no longer, you know, Fidel Castro-length speeches going on here. But you know, the thing that I thought about with this is that Republicans must have watched this speech and just gone, oh, hell, we got to rewrite everything.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's like I love Sean Hannity calling Biden jacked up Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, he can't win right now. Now the speech apparently was so good that he must have been on something.
They've said that. They've said he's on Adderall.
Yeah.
You said over on Truth Toilet, Trump is actually complaining Biden was shouting. Screaming McOrange Face really should shut up about the volume of someone else. What's the slurriest one do we have?
Oh God.
Four. Just here's a brief sampling road of this.
All complaints of an incompetent.
I think he was trying to say compliments.
Yeah.
All complaints of an incompetent.
Complements.
Yeah. We're back in WTF, Donnie game show area. Okay.
And that's the end. Let's just also talk about how creepy it is that at the end of his speeches, he has that music come up.
Yeah.
Like for the last 5 minutes of his speeches, like some kind of, you know, Independence Day type surge of music.
Yeah. Katie Britt doesn't need to put the scary music. You just hear it in your head when she starts talking.
Yeah.
You're just,
He's always fighting aliens in his mind.
Speaking of women, you said you Republican mites can't even, which I just love that word.
Yeah.
Just what's not funny about mites. Can't even clap for the first woman vice president. Mm-hmm. Pathetic. God, thank God I don't watch Bill Maher anymore. Apparently he suggested that Biden kick Kamala Harris off the ticket and put Nikki Haley on. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I just can't.
What? Yeah, that's right. There's the message. Take the pro-choice woman off the ballot and put the anti-choice woman on. I mean, that's just – there's something so ridiculously sexist about that. And, you know, it's – but that's Bill Maher these days.
Yeah.
By the way, you had some financial advice for Judge Kaplan. Just for kicks, seize Mar-a-Lago and sell it for $18 million. By the way, he defamed Eugene Carroll again.
Mm-hmm. Again.
This weekend.
Again.
So don't know what's
like. Yeah. Hey, I paid, so I can say whatever I want. There's $91 million worth of insults.
And by the way, mainstream media journalism again, rude. I believe it's Seth Abramson and David K. Johnson are the only ones talking about where he got the bond for. Mm-hmm. That's a national security issue. And of course, there's a connection to Russia. I mean, Nancy Pelosi always says, all roads lead to Russia. Mm-hmm. The American people have a right to know that. Where are you getting this bond? We know you don't have the money, right? I mean, it's just another national security nightmare.
Yeah, and he'll just say, oh, they always say Russia, Russia, Russia. And it's like, no, dude, you're the one that's always going to Russia, Russia, Russia for money, for backup from Putin, for.
And by the way, you said the same thing we said last week. You said, how do you go forward with the classified docs case and still do this sharing briefings with him? You said it makes it you seem idiotic to charge him with mishandling secrets and then just giving him security information because tradition. Yeah, I mean, I think Karim Jean-Pierre indicated hopefully they're not going to do that, because I know we all had that same reaction.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's been a tradition. It's not, there's no requirement for that. It is a tradition to bring somebody up to speed, at least at some level. And, at least say, you know what, he was president. He knows enough right now. Let's just let it go.
Yeah, exactly. And your final one, Biden continues to murder the American economy by creating too many jobs. They have no other way to spin this now, right?
Yeah, the economy's too hot. It's just too hot.
Yeah.
They can't lower the interest rates because it's too hot. Too many people are working.
All right, it's time for you to go teach the budding young Katie Britt actresses of the world at your
college. I will. I will teach them how to over-enunciate and smile awkwardly as if repressing emotions that are happening.
And make hand motions that do not match what you're saying.
What you are saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And also read my new piece at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Yes.
The State of the Union.
Always read this hobo's filthy scribblings. Love you.
And there's some extra filthy stuff in there.
There is. Oh, there is. I blushed.
Oh, okay.
Oh my.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay. I say the C word in my Katy Britt video. You. I like it. Not that one. No. The other one. Okay.
The C-O word. Not the...
All right. Yeah. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton Smartness.
Oh.
She's been with Credo Mobile for 15 years.
That's right.
What the? I'm telling you, all the bad stuff happening in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Like, what you do, it doesn't matter, right? Like, as an individual, it does. Making good choices, you can make a difference. Join Credo Mobile. It's America's only progressive phone company. They give millions and millions of dollars to causes that you love. Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that great feeling that comes with knowing you're making a difference. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from all the top brands. Switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. Ooh, it's magic. Oh. CredoMobile.com, $250 off if you type in Steph.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination, reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text fitness to 511-511. Text fitness to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance.
Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, yes, yeah. I brought my Cozy Earth pajamas on the road to Santa Barbara. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's you bring all that softness with you because I couldn't bring my sheets. But no. When I came home, my reunion with my Cozy Earth sheets last night was, you know.
Wonderful.
I don't want to take something beautiful and make it dirty, but it was.
Dirty.
It's great. Okay. And my Cozy Earth towels. I came back to my Cozy Earth towel, took a shower. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Cozy Earth, incredibly soft. Incredibly luxurious. Now available in 15 awesome colors. Those sheets made from bamboo, making them temperature regulating. You will sleep cool and comfy all year long. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it. If you're not completely in love, send it back for a full refund within 100 days. Experience life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets and jammies, all of it. You name it. CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. That promo code is Miller. Cut on my sexy liberal music, please. It's my Katy Britt bits that are making sexy liberal tickets fly out the window. I mean, Shirley says, wow, Steph. DC Orchestra is almost completely sold out. I'm ecstatic for you and the sexy liberals. I tried to purchase VIP tickets Thursday, but was prompted to ensure I had purchased general admission before I could purchase VIP. That's right. They're two separate tickets. Shirley from DC. That's not until January, the DC show.
You purchase the ticket,
yes.
Then you buy the VIP package on top of it.
There you go.
And you get stuff with the VIP package. You get some merch with it, too.
Yes.
A lanyard. It's like real. It's like a...
Yes, Live Nation and MS2 producing the Sexy Liberal, too. It's very fancy. Okay. And thank you. Oh, my God. Tickets are going fast everywhere. Minneapolis, you're up first, so hurry. Get those tickets before they're gone. And then Philly. Those are our two April shows. Tom and Joyzy. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey.
I just wanted to point out, and it may have been done already because I'm listening to you on delay, you know, what Nancy Mace was doing to Stephanopoulos. A, it was a planned attack, as this often happens when he puts people like that on. But she was shaming E. Jean Carroll. She was falsely accusing Stephanopoulos of shaming her. Why was E. Jean Carroll smiling? Maybe it was because, you know, a jury believed her twice instead of, one of the most powerful and popular men in the world. That's a good reason to smile anyway.
Yeah. Popular? Okay. All right. Good point. Except for... Okay. Bill and Jersey's in the house today. Bill and Joyzy. Hi, Bill.
Hi, beautiful people. How are you?
Hi. Go ahead.
Good. At my suggestion Friday night, John Fugelsang played the senator response speech.
Yes.
With in the arms of the angels behind it.
Perfect.
It worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
Yes, it did make you want to, you know, rescue either a freezing or a overheated puppy. I will give her that much.
Or kitty.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, we have Dana Eagle coming back. Am I breaking at the wrong time?
No.
Okay, correct. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. Noon to 2 on Monday will help you recover from daylight saving time and take a look back at the happenings from the weekend right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.